welcome to the White Star Temple podcast. I'm Soltek, speaking to you from Australia, and this is episode 7. In this episode, I'll be featuring news and updates, your feedback, plus I'll be presenting an exquisite free Ascended Master lecture, this time around from Akhenaten. News and updates. Well, for this episode, I've got some great news to share with you. But firstly, I'd like to remind you about my brand new book called Teachings from the White Star Temple. For those of you who listened to my last episode, you will have heard me speak of this. But for new listeners, this is a book which contains a variety of beautiful and profound Ascended Master lectures, which have been transcribed and edited into what I consider to be a beautiful book. It's fully and professionally printed and is available from my website, which is www.melchizedekuniversity.com. Well, part of the news for this episode is that I have made available an ebook version of Teachings from the White Star Temple. If you go to my website, on the very first page, there is a link to how you can purchase and download this ebook. It's in PDF format, and you can print it from your own computer or read it on screen. It's obviously much cheaper than the printed version, and you also don't have to pay for shipping. So if you'd like to instantly download my book and begin to delve into its wisdom, you can do so now, and I'd be honoured if you did so. The other news for this episode, and it's been a long time coming, is that I've finally created a White Star Temple forum. Originally, my idea was to create a chat room, but I came across a great site that allows you to create your own social network. So I've created a White Star Temple social network, which is free for anyone to join. It's a place where like-minded people can come together and engage with each other in relation to the teachings from the Ascended Masters as found within the Melchizedek University and the Temple. So obviously, those of you who are already working with these teachings, who've purchased any of my recordings or my book, you will receive an invitation from me to join this social network. However, I also wish to make it available and open to as many people as possible. So if you haven't already started to take your temple journey, you can still become a part of this network by simply going to my website, downloading and reading all of the free transcripts, downloading and listening to all of the free sample lectures, and also listening to this podcast. And after you've done all of that, you will have created a foundation from which you can then go into this social network and begin to interact with others and participate in and contribute to the many discussions and forums, etc., because you will have some understanding of the teachings and the Ascended Masters. So on the very first page of my website, you'll find a link to the White Star Temple Network. And I'd love you to be involved. It would be fantastic. It's only just starting, which means, of course, there's hardly anybody there. So don't be perturbed by this. As the months unfold, more and more people will come on board. However, I don't anticipate thousands or even hundreds of members, because the Melchizedek University, as part of the White Star Temple, is still a fairly unknown and niche experience. But that can work in our favour, for it means that by fewer numbers, of members, we can actually generate a greater intimacy and connection with each other, which is a good thing. Foremost, I would hope that many of you would form friendships through this social network. Here in Australia, I have a number of temple groups, which is great because you get a real sense of community. But I know that most of you who are part of the university and the temple live in countries where there aren't groups and often are in isolation. So this is a great opportunity to begin to build a community that can embrace all of you who are individuals in countries listening and participating in this temple on your own. It also means that you can create your own profile, upload images and video and audio, contribute to a calendar of events, and more importantly, participate in discussions on the teachings themselves. More than this, as I've said, you can create friendships, or what I call a temple buddy. So do please consider becoming involved. You're more than welcome. As I've said, you don't have to have purchased any of the university recordings or my book. You can simply access the free material. For those of you who have been part of the temple for quite some time, and many of you have been there from the very beginning, then I encourage you to sign up and become, a living resource for others. Your wisdom, your experience in the temple can be a great benefit to those who are newly to it. And you can help guide discussions and help answer questions. You may even have many questions of your own to ask. So any social network and any community is only as interesting and as good as its members are prepared to make it. So let's make it a great place to be. Your feedback. Well, we're going to hear from Maggie Island of Australia. And she says, "Dear Soltec, I find myself compelled to write and thank you for the blessing of participating in the Melchizedek University lectures. They are absolutely beautiful, and I am awestruck, so to speak, at their profound content and importance. I am also aware how unique a being you must be to bring forth such extraordinary channelings." Well, thank you, Maggie, for your very kind feedback, and I'm pleased that you're enjoying the recordings. Next, we're going to hear from Venice. I'm here with Venice from my White Star Temple group. So, Venice, what's your experience of being within the White Star Temple?
Well, it's totally different to any other meditation group that I've attended. I'm finding that the teachings are far clearer than anything else I've been exposed to. I'm finding that I'm elevating to the levels a lot quicker, and I'm now finding that I'm able to comprehend a lot that's being said. And it's helping me with my everyday life experiences.
Okay. And how are you experiencing also the energies that we bring through the White Star Temple?
Well, I found at first the energies were very strong and very difficult for me to cope with. But now I seem to be acclimatizing, and I can recognize different energies too when they come through.
Fantastic. So do you have a favorite ascended master that you resonate to, or several?
I think my very favorite would be Curiel.
Wonderful. He's an archangel. Fantastic. Now listen, you've also recently very kindly accessed my book. What do you think of that?
I think it's wonderful. I love the teachings. I love the messages within the book. I read it over and over again, and each time I do, I find that it resonates more with my actual life.
Venice is also an excellent crystal bowl practitioner. She also uses her voice for tone work and channeling. And it's my pleasure to present to you a short excerpt of some of her bowl work, which I hope you enjoy. Somewhere between recording the first half of this episode and now recording the second half, I've managed to pick up a head cold. So I do apologise for the diminished audio quality. So I'm going to draw this episode to an early close because I want to present to you quite a lengthy free Ascended Master lecture. This time around from the Egyptian Ascended Master, Akhenaton. And for those of you not familiar with Akhenaton, he was in fact an historical Egyptian pharaoh called Akhenaton, who was responsible for introducing to humanity the idea of a one-god belief system at that time. So he was quite important in our spiritual evolution. And he has been an ascended master for a very long time. He no longer incarnates upon our earth. This particular lecture is on the surface quite abstract. It certainly is very experiential. However, he does touch upon and introduce to us, particularly toward the end of this lecture, some incredibly profound questions and issues regarding the purpose of divinity and divine thought. As ever with these recordings, it's absolutely essential that you listen to them while in a meditative state. In that way, you receive fully the energies that surround these words, and it's these energies that carries the greater communication and brings much more profound meaning and enhancement to the words themselves. So I do hope that you enjoy Akhenaton's lecture. It certainly is an experience, and I encourage you to undertake this recording again and again, because each time new layers of understanding and revelation will come. And of course, your feedback is always welcome, and you can get in touch by email, melchizedekuniversity@gmail.com. So thank you for joining me once more in the White Star Temple podcast. I look forward to having your company once again next time around. All the best, and bye for now. Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, your friend Akhenaton. And so indeed I come amongst such a gathering of light. And the group consciousness which halos all. As we slip past the human mind and effortlessly find ourselves within our higher spectrum, having passed through the gateway of ourselves, and within each I perceive the living temple. I see how the geometry of you has already begun to realign itself into the matrix of a temple. Perhaps those whom have eyes to see in such a way could begin to perceive this also. But this is not why I come. For I wish to gather you to me. I wish to enfold you . So take a moment to truly become aware of the presence that I am about you. I bring with me an equilibrium this day. I come as a presence, not a focal point. I arrive in your consciousness . I envelop to be otherwise is to take form, even if that form is but a focal point. So I come from all directions. I come as a place within which your own consciousness can rest. Rest upon me. Surrendering thoughts, external awareness, anticipations. Rest upon me as if I were carpet of pure wool. Within these parameters, I am the fabric of existence. That is to say that at this moment, you come in to me. We breathe in unison, so to speak. How does it feel to be encompassed, enfolded into presence of another? The presence of one is consciousness without form. But still, externalized. You experience this each time you gather, for the group consciousness of you is such a thing, and often the energies that you perceive come from this entity. It has been said to you before that the magnificence of energies now are your own. My presence halos all aspects of me. It is the observer. The observer of all aspects of I. That which has the eternal overview, let us say. The one whom holds the vision in place, from which the soul perceives direction. The watcher. So too then, have you this presence. The overarching consciousness of you. Which observes without judgment, without desire, without need. How it is that you formulate, evolve, manifest. The one whom bears witness to God, of self. The one whom always faces divinity. Through whom the breath of God passes. The one whom always faces your Creator. And so then, sees all of you, all aspects of you, through observing, through meeting your Creator's gaze, to know you is to not look upon you, but rather the God that created you. And then you are known. The presence of you, that whom is fixated eternally upon God's gaze, sees all that is passing for you. For it is all held within that divine gaze. And so the pathways are observed. Communicated from divinity in ways indescribable. But the presence of you perceives this. For it is your beginning point and your end point. It is the halo of you. You know this. So then, to be enfolded within my presence, is to allow you, the unique experience of all of me, the most of me, that which is I, that which God sees. I, the observer. Feel my depth. Feel the depth. Fall into me. I am a passageway. Powerful. Calm. Yet unbelievably powerful. You are part of my observance, for you fall under the umbrella of me, for I have touched your lives. Some I have walked with, aspects. Known to this name. Akhenaten, but that is a speck far away, not whom I am. I have rippled across your consciousness. I see this. Yet in truth it changes not you. Nor I. For the thought of us at its beginning point, let us say, so intense, so intensely focused that it changes not. Though it seems to certain aspects otherwise, that there is what you call evolution, but that is held within the Alpha Omega. It is held in that place between. But at the apex of God's thought, just is how it is, and powerful. A thought explosion, so focused, so intense, of you, of I. Of all, let us liken this to a beacon from a lighthouse, but one of an incredible magnitude, and the beam of divine thought goes out. When you are close to the source of this light, it is blinding. Yet unlike a beacon, it does not fade as it continues outward. And so the thought persists in its intensity. However, at the edges of this illumination, it is a little diffuse. We see it becomes softer. That is the playground of creation. Just around the edges. But enough for an eternity of illusions to come and go. Yet creation does not diminish the strength, intensity, and purpose of the divine thought which it is a byproduct of. For the thought goes beyond the concept of creation. Do you see? Do you see? The thought is not of creation. Of what it is we cannot know. But creation exists at its edges. And thought is a concrete term, but we have no other terms. Not for the mind. Do you see that creation is not the zenith of divine thought? Do you see that there is always a bigger picture? And the observer watches. Holds God's gaze. What is the purpose of God? Within creation, we imagine the purpose of God for us. We are like children. But as children, we do not understand adult concepts. And so there is that which is inscrutable to us, but which the observer sees yet does not understand. But sees nonetheless. What is the purpose of our Creator? It is enough to quest toward the purpose of our own self. For that is at least attainable. If you can be held within the presence of I, so can you journey to the presence of you. And what shall be found there? That is all.